Here comes the man that beat the Big Show earlier tonight to earn this opportunity into the Royal Rumble. And Brock Lesnar is coming out number 29.
Forgot about Brock Lesnar. Batista.
And Brock Lesnar knocking down his former teammate, Shelton Benjamin. Hammering away at Seton Hall. And Team Angle's Charlie Haas found those leaving.
However, you guys, I try to avoid running into the arm of Brock Lesnar.
Lesnar, the former All-American from the University of Minnesota, former national champion, the youngest man to ever be WWE champion, and Kane, Batista, and Jamal. Two huge men trying to eliminate Kane.
And Team Angle trying to eliminate Brock Lesnar. And they may do it right here.
No! Lesnar eliminated both members of Team Angle. Brock Lesnar just eliminated both Haas and Benjamin.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, and a five.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. We are here in the Royal Rumble drawing room. We are anxiously awaiting the arrival of Bret the Hitman Hart and also his brother, the Rocket, Owen Hart. World Wrestling Federation President Jack Tunney is here, and he has told me, ladies and gentlemen, it is imperative that the participants do not divulge their number when they have drawn it until it is time to go to the ring. I believe the Rocket is going to draw first.
I am.
Good luck, sir.
Stop right there. I feel lucky, Spot.
Perhaps we'll get to see his reaction as he reaches in and draws the number. Maybe a facial expression or something.
I don't like this number. I don't want it. I want to switch it right now.
Just one draw, Owen.
No, I don't like this one.
One to a customer, Owen.
Obviously, the Rocket very upset with his join, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn it all.
You want to give it another? No. All right, I'll take it.
Okay.
Pink is what color?
Rocket quite upset with the selection. Let's see how Bret reacts. Well, not too much reaction from Bret. All right, Todd, back to you.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached high. And in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I. So many different ways. let me bid you farewell. Every man has to die, but it's written in the starlight, in every line in your palm. We're fools to make war on our brothers in arms.
Spend another minute in hell. Choose your destination wisely.
I've been looking at people and how they change with the times, and lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Maybe it's me who's gone crazy, but I can't understand why all these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory? together anymore. And if love never lasts forever, tell me what's forever for? And I see love hungry people trying their best to survive. When right there in their hands is a dying romance, and they're not even trying to keep it alive. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never
was afraid of getting his fingers dirty.
Warren! Yeah, I hope you don't mind. I got up a little early, so I took the liberty of milking your cow for you. Yeah, it took a little while to get her warmed up. She sure is a stubborn one. Then, pow, all at once.
We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
Ah. I'll brush my teeth.
Thank you.
together we may get away. This much madness is too much sorrow. It's impossible to make it.
Disruptance going on in our production area. What are they talking about here?
I don't know, but Hugh Morris just ran right over the Renegade.
All right, we are taking a camera back the production area, the backstage area here. As the match goes on, we are sending one of our cameramen back. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea what's going on, and once that camera gets back there, we will show you what is going on.
Well, Alex Wright's getting nailed here. What are you talking about?
Ladies and gentlemen, I can only imagine that it is maybe a little bit of what we have seen over the past couple of weeks. Alex Wright is going wild here now on the Barbarian. All right, let's... We are back in the production area. This is Master Control, and there you see the Outsiders are here.
Well, they're in the control room now.
Hold on, what do we got here?
What does that do? What's that?
Oh! Fade to black.
Woo! Wait a second. That's tape.
Oh, shouldn't have bought that cheap TV.
Wait a, they are completely hijacking this program. We need to get security. They could completely cut us off the air right now.
They better not touch my microphone.
Well, they don't. They could touch it from in there, Larry.
World Order W salaries.
Better get a house on wheels. Better get a house on wheels. Won't be around here long.
This is preposterous.
Reverb.
Hey, look, they got an 8-track with the mattress stuff underneath. Keep it going.
I cannot believe what I'm seeing, fans.
Well, how'd they get in there?
It's the Brain Center.
I don't know, but we need to get security back there right now. Do they realize security? The security realize they can take us off the air?
Security out here. Security, hey. Announcer sets.
There's Spring Leathers. Mitchell.
Spielberg.
No, no.
That's Spielberg.
Come on.
Shut up.
Hey, security out there.
Hey, ground control to Major Tom.
Hey, come on, tell them to pan the crowd. Pan the crowd, man. We're looking for somebody.
Pan the crowd.
A friend of ours is going to be here,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
You guys are not funny.
All right, you got one for me?
Hey, what are you
doing? Jackie, show me. Jackie, get off the ring.
Pan the crowd, man. Let's go. Get off the crowd.
Jackie, if you can hear me, get off the ring. Go to the crowd.
Look at us. Do we look like movie stars?
Wow, okay. Go on the crowd.
Show them eight.
On the crowd.
I've never been on the crowd.
Okay, back on the movie stars. Back on the movie stars. Come on.
Find us somebody to look at.
Hello, can we get to the mat here?
Back on us.
Okay,
back
on the crowd. I can't get a word in here.
Hold on, eight.
Security in the control room.
Six. Shoot the crowd, six.
Easy, back. Buzzkiller.
Shoot the crowd.
For goodness sake.
Come on.
The buzzkiller behind us with security.
Pan the crowd, man. We're looking
David.
For someone.
Hey,
you never know who might turn up.
Security,
see
David.
Oh, you see that? You see that?
Get him off the crowd.
Don't touch me. I'll sue you.
Okay, cut.
I'll sue you.
Set the door.
We don't want any trouble.
Thank goodness security has arrived. Get him out of there.
I'll sue you and everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for what we have seen here.
No, we're not going.
As you can see, we can see what's going on.
Back on the crowd. Make them go in the crowd.
Okay. Take six.
New world order. Where is
and we cannot see what's going on in the ring.
Let's go.
We are supposed to bring fans wrestling action. Let's get back to the ring here.
We're trying to do a show.
We're trying to do a show.
Come on, it's always you.
Yeah.
Easy, guys.
Oh.
All right, everybody to my trailer for pot pies and Mountain Dew.
Every party has a pooper. Every party has a pooper.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of World Championship Wrestling, there you see security and Doug Dillinger. Is there a way we can get back to action here? Thank goodness. Thank you.
apples for the kings and queens and things I've never seen. Oh, distance has no way making love understandable.
Jason, come on, what more do you want?
He killed my mother, Will. It was Freddy. My dad covered it up to protect me. He didn't do it. Look, he has taken everything from us. He has ruined both of our paths. And I am not leaving until I see him die.
Torpedoes.
asshole. Up here.